God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to the last fellowship of 2024. We really do have a story to tell, especially over the last 12 months. And, you know, it's been a real blessing, these Zoom fellowships, the leaders meetings, the meetings that we have here on a Monday, the traveling, the fellowship. You know, God has laid everything on a plate. And as Lawrence was just sharing, you know, it's what we're speaking. Oh, I don't have this. Oh, I don't have that. Oh, I need this, but this isn't happening. And see, all that has an effect. But when we speak the heavenly words, when we speak the words of encouragement, when we speak the words of faith, it allows God to go to work. And as Lawrence was sharing, you know, we sat and watched the movie last night of Daniel. And I guess you've all read the records. I don't have to reiterate it all. But my son was named after Daniel. And he really does have the heart of a lion. And he has the bravery of a lion. And, you know, when we were watching it last night and just seeing the situations that the 5 cents people put Daniel in, that he never wavered in his belief, in his faith in God, and God always continued to, hang on guys, God continued to bring his salvation to pass. He got saved through many different circumstances. You know, like being in the den with the lion. You know, God shut the lion's mouth. When it came to him interpreting the dreams, and, you know, he had that connection with God, and his faith was so strong that he was unmovable in it. You know, we were watching it and Lawrence was saying, wow, look at it, you know. Like, even when he was just portraying it, he done a fantastic portrayal of Daniel. But, you know, you've got to have amount of faith to be able to act like that in any way. But it was like he really believed what he was filming. And that he wasn't afraid. He even said to the king, like, you know, well, you've made this rule, and yes, you have to put me in there. The king tried everything, absolutely everything, to not put him in the den with the lions, you know, and he got all his people to research and to find out if there was some sort of clause within the law that they could change it. But the whole time Daniel's faith didn't waver. You know, whatever was being thrown at him, his faith did not waver. And see, that's how we have to be. That our faith is unmovable, no matter what the circumstances are saying, no matter what our partners say, or our friends say, or our neighbors, or what the media is saying. We want that faith which is unmovable. That we know that we can put our trust in God, and he will, whatever the situation, he will bring it to pass. Now, me and Lawrence, we've learned this from almost day one, right? No sooner had we started to start our fellowship, the adversary wanted to attack. And, you know, we'd have little spats before fellowship, or, you know, I'm not going to fellowship, or, you know, different little things. Because, you know, we obviously had an impact on people. We obviously had the great... Lawrence is very charismatic, and people want to be around him. But it down to the bottom of it all, it is his faith in God that attracts people. And so when we were really starting to give this a go, you know, we would be attacked from all different directions. And some we'd win, some we'd lose. But God increased our faith. You know, every time we get to a point, we pray, always pray together, right? Always. And we've seen signs, miracles, and wonders, truly. And as the years have progressed, you know, it's very easy for us now to give something to God and just release it and let it go. Because we know, just like Daniel did when he was in the den with the lions, he just knew that God was going to take care of him. Now, if I said to you now, well, actually, you've been so naughty, I'm going to put you in a den with lions, they're going to eat you. The reality of that is quite scary. But Daniel said, you know, what will be, will be. You know, my God, I look to him and whatever is to be. And he survived because he didn't look at the king and say, oh, I beg you, please change the law. Oh, don't let this happen to me. Or he didn't ring his neighbor and say, oh, my God, quick, hide me. Whatever will be, will be. And his faith, 100% faith, was in God. So when Lawrence says, say what you want, not what you see, that's where your faith has to be at. It's no good honoring God and not expecting a return. It's no good praying for someone and say, well, I'm not sure if it's going to work or not. Like, you've got to have that ounce of faith behind what you're sharing. It's no good sharing something and not living it. We can all talk, we can all bump our gums, and we can all say a good sermon. But what are you doing on a 24-hour basis? Like Daniel, Moses, it's all recorded. We can read it. We can see how big their faith was. We can see how they lived their lives. And then to top all that, we got the icing on the cake of Jesus Christ. A life was an open book. We can hide in the shadows. Right? Oh, well, yeah, I've had a tough week, but I'm doing really well now. And yet your life's falling apart. But God is the searcher of all hearts. He knows what you think. He knows what you say. He knows what you do. And see, it's not us that you're fooling. It's ourselves that we're fooling. Because God is an all-knowing God. So when it comes down to it, it's your relationship with God first. Keep saying it over and over and over. You need to build that faith. Without that, whatever you build on top will crumble. Because it starts with the faith. Tiniest, even if it's the tiniest of a mustard seed. Because see, there's no other way of pleasing God but by what? Faith. So we build on that. And then comes, say what you want, not what you see. You know, we all know we're born again. You believe Romans 10:9-10, job done. Signed, sealed, settled. You don't even have to fellowship. You don't even have to talk if you don't want to. You don't want to share the word, you don't have to. Right? God puts no pressure on us whatsoever. You can go live your life however you want to. But at the end of the day, God is the all-knowing. God sees, hears, knows everything. So we're not pleasing man. We are pleasing God. And when we get those priorities right first, then we can start moving. Then we can start building. See, people are praying for things. And yet there's certain little things that need to be tweaked and certain things that need to be put right. And God will only put more on you when you've handled what you need to take care of first. Right? You're praying for laborers, but if your life's not right, how are you going to be able to work with someone else? You've got so many things going on in your life that you don't even have time for yourself. How are you going to be able to work with a laborer? And you speak in things that you're not doing. How are you going to work with a laborer? See, God is all-knowing. Remember that, guys. He knows everything. But when the timing's right, and it's God's timing, not our timing, when the timing's right, God adds to the church. Not us. We don't do it. God adds to the church. And obviously, like in Nepal, the timing was right. Everything just fell into place. Why? Because their foundation of faith was there first. Didn't take them 20 years to get moving with God. They were told, You believe Romans 10:9-10, you're born again. You can speak in tongues. You can prophesy. You can speak the heavenly words. And you can honor God. And as soon as they started doing that, what happened? Wasn't about, oh, well, I've been doing this and I've been doing that and praise me. You know, I've raised 3 kids. I've had full-time jobs. I've navigated fellowships every night with 3 young babies. But it's not about what I've done. It's about where I was in my walk with God. And that God gave the increase. Not me. Not what I spoke. Lawrence was known as the preacher man. People would knock at my door and say, where's the preacher man? Because we were in it. We were in it. 100%. Nothing, absolutely nothing came above God. Of course, we didn't have mobile phones back in them days. These mobile phones seem to be a curse nowadays. But your relationship with God is first and foremost. Your faith is your foundation on what you are going to build in the year ahead. And so if I have anything to encourage for this year, and for us breaking through Christmas and into the year ahead, I would say build on your faith. Build on that faith. Say what you want, not what you see. And it's hard sometimes. We're bombarded with negatives on a daily basis. But you really want that walk with God and to be able to live like Daniel and Moses and Jesus Christ when he walked this earth? This is where it begins. On that faith level. One-on-one with God. Getting our lives right. Not trying to hide things in the background. Right? We've all got things that we do in secret. But now's time to open it up to God. Right? Those things that we do in secret, God will bless you openly. Right? Let go of that old man nature crap. Get rid of it. It's holding you back. Get rid of it. Right? And go to God. God knows what each individual needs right now. He knows. Right? He knows if you've got problems in a relationship. He knows if you've got problems in your work. He knows if you want to give up smoking or giving up the drink or whatever. If you want to have money put away in the bank, whatever the situation, if you're so bombed down with debt, he wants you out of debt. Just give it to him. Because when you release yourself from these things, the freedom comes. Right? The freedom and the liberty in Christ. Because it's him that sets us free. So when we're honest with ourselves and then honest with God, the sky is the limit. Truly is the limit. When you can sit down and get peaceful in your heart and not have any cares at all or fears or worries or doubts, what a place to live in. And sometimes I'm so laid back now because I've been on this journey and I've seen it. I have truly seen it. And that we can free ourselves from this world and the entanglements of this world and just move with God. So heading forward to next year, you know, with God saying, Lawrence, but he is all like a God to me. But Lawrence is saying, you know, that it is magnifying God. You can only magnify God if you've got something in your heart to magnify him about. If you're so wrapped up in all the fears, the worries and the doubts in your life. And yes, we can be honest. You don't have to share it here, but be honest with yourself, guys. You know the things that's going on in your life right now. The things that are holding you back. The things that are giving you anxiety or worries or doubts or, you know, no peace. Right? God says, give it to me now. Relinquish it to me. I'll take it. and I'll change your whole life. On a dime, on an instant. Just like the believers in Nepal. Didn't take them years to get to the place that they're at right now. It took days. This is where we need to be. And the only reason we're not where they are, because we're holding on to too much. We're not taking a stand. We're not having the, excuse my language, the balls to fight. But God says that he has given us every enablement to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And if it's something holding you back, is a fiery dart from the wicked. Because he wants to hold you in the place where you are. He doesn't want you moving freely. He doesn't want you having peace and that fruit of the spirit and joy. He doesn't want you loving people with a genuine love of God. Right? And this isn't, I scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, you scratch my back. This is the truth. And the truth is what sets people free. And when that truth is spoken, deliverance comes. And it starts with us going to God from a pure, truthful heart and saying, okay, God, you know, this has been going on, that's been going on, I've screwed up there, but God, I just want to be free. I want to have that peace and that joy. I don't want my head bouncing around in my brain or my brain bouncing around in my head. I want to be able to sit down and have peace with you. Because when all these things are going on, there's no peace. You know, there's no joy. It's doing this, doing that, rushing here, rushing there, not having any time for you and God. Not quality time. So relinquish all those things that are holding you back. And allow God to bring you into 2025 like never before. Because until you do that, you're still going to be in the same place. Might be blessed right now, but then in 3 months or 1 month or 2 months time, you're going to be back to the same old position. Adversary says, oh, look, Danny and Amber are having a well of a time. We'll put the blockers on that. Let's put them back to where they came from. No. And I know it won't happen to Danny and Amber because they got the balls of a lion being little pun there, if you noticed it. But, you know, relinquish it. Let it all go and start afresh. And you watch yourself grow over the next week or two. You sit down, you give it all to God right now. All the things that bothers you, all the things that you're hiding inside. Saying one thing but doing another. Give it to God. And you watch God go to work on your behalf. It won't take a year. Won't take 3 years. Won't take 5 years. Won't take 10 years. Won't take 30 years to change. It'll be done overnight. Because that is how powerful God is. And when it's not done overnight, we make God look a failure. God says, if you believe my words and you act on them, your life will change. And it truly does. So bless your hearts.